The opinions expressed in this show are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Thank you for listening.
Hello, I am Christina Marcon.
And I'm Millen Single.
This is No One Asked, the show where we talk about literally anything.
Even if no one asked.
I'm 50. Every celebrity news sounds like this. Curtains up for Zusha? K-Smog and Batboy were caught flipping a grunt. Today, we were talking about...
I don't know what any of that was.
Exactly. So today, we are talking about celebrity news, but more importantly, we are talking about celebrity feuds.
That I knew. I don't know what the beginning was. Christina didn't tell me she was going to do that.
So that is a very popular, or at least popular in my world, tweet of an actual 50-year-old who tweeted out that, like, every celebrity news just sounds like gibberish to me because all of these names, who are these people, right?
I've seen this. Right. I know what this is.
Right. So it's like curtains up for Zusha, or like, you know, the Burger King foot lettuce.
Yes.
It's like, sounds like that. It's like curtains up for Zusha.
The last thing you want in your Burger King meal is Burger King foot lettuce.
Exactly. So today I'm going to say some names and some words that won't resonate with anyone who's not chronically online.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay because I'm going to do my best to explain.
And I am chronically online, just in a different place. So this is going to be good for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So before we get into today's topic, though, I do want to tell you a little bit about how my week went preparing for this episode.
Go for it.
Okay. So I had a midterm today.
Mm-hmm.
In philosophy of beauty. So I was studying philosophers such as Plato and Socrates and concepts of like the halo effect and beauty as a social construct, you know?
Oof, yeah.
I'm an intellectual. And then I get on Google.com and I search Bad Baby and Alabama Barker. Feud or
Which,
beefing.
Up until yesterday when you told me, or two days ago, I know who Bad Baby is.
Right.
I had never heard of Alan Barker.
Alabama Barker.
Alabama Barker.
Exactly. So.
Whoops.
Oopsies. So I just wanted to show you the duality of man because, listeners, your two hosts here today, we are intellectuals. We are educated.
Yeah, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, like how could you ever think that we are stupid? But
probably pretty easily you could think.
We are also chronically online.
That's true.
And brain rotted.
That's true.
So that's why today I wanted to talk about Bad Baby and Alabama Barker because it has infected my Twitter and my TikTok. And I thought it was infecting everyone's, but clearly it's not. Do you want to get the door for Ava? Okay.
For those of you who are not here, which is all of you, we have two other people, Ava and Ava, which is not confusing
at
all.
Try and figure out which one's which.
I still don't know.
Well, yeah, we've got one with curly hair and one with blonde hair. If you hear their voices, you have to guess who's who. Okay, so Bad Baby and Alabama Barker are feuding. Who are these people? Alabama Barker, she scares me.
Oh.
She scares me because she's 19 years old, 2005, okay? She's our age. She's the daughter of Travis Barker, who was the drummer of Blink-182.
Mm-hmm.
And she is also the stepdaughter of Kourtney Kardashian.
This I am aware of, yeah.
Yes. Because obviously Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are married now.
Mm-hmm.
And Bad Baby, we know who Bad Baby is.
Yeah. Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Exactly. She's 21. She went viral for saying Catch Me Outside. How about that? And also, little known fact right now, she recently got diagnosed with blood cancer. So she's going through a lot, right?
Okay.
So So the whole thing is this feud started because Alabama Barker.
She's got bad blood with Alabama Barker and her body.
Oh, yeah. Can we put that in?
Oh.
no, but like, goodness. But like, yeah.
So basically,
she is feuding with Alabama Barker because Alabama Barker stole her man, her baby daddy. She has a daughter. That's the other thing. She has a daughter with this man called LaVon. His name is LaVon. And they're not, they're very on and off. So they're not married. I don't think they're necessarily dating either. They're just, you know, they share a child, they co-parent. But he's still very much in her life. But this is where the problem occurs. So Ella's here. We have another curly-haired person joining us today. Yeah, this whole feud started because Bad Baby accused Alabama Barker of homewrecking, basically. And
Ella's very excited.
So because of this, Bad Baby wrote two diss tracks about Alabama. One of them's titled Overcooked. One of them's titled Miss Whitman. And then Alabama fired back with a diss track about Bad Baby called Cry Baby.
Was she a rapper, though, or was that?
Alabama.
Yeah.
She is an aspiring rapper.
Okay, good for her.
So we'll get more into that. But yeah, she is an aspiring rapper. But when she was like 15, she made a pop song.
Okay.
Alabama has tried and kind of failed at a music career because when she was 15, she had this like really, really like childish pop song, almost like a JoJo Siwa kind of personality.
Like Boomerang over here?
Yes, like Boomerang. It was very much like that. And then now she's trying a rap career.
Okay.
So yeah, she's being accused of homewrecking. However, Alabama claims that she never had physical relations with LaVon, ever, on account that they went to Las Vegas together.
Okay.
But not just them two. They were in a group of people. Bad Baby wasn't there. Alabama was not aware that they were still together. Alabama is actually friends with Bad Baby, and she knew of their relationship and their child together, but she didn't know that they were in a relationship or not anymore. But even on this trip anyways, she said, how could I ever hook up with this man who hit me in the head with a wine bottle?
Whoa.
Yeah, and apparently caused her a severe like gash on her head, or if not a gash, a bruise or something. And she's like, why would I ever do that? He like physically assaulted me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bad Baby, I think she goes on live with LaVon, and she's like, tell him, baby, like, tell him what you told me. And he's like, that's all a lie. I never did that. We have hooked up, and multiple times.
Okay?
Right. But he's admitting to this. And Bad Baby doesn't care. She's still mad at Alabama. Okay? So that's basically the whole feud summed up. Obviously, don't know who to believe, and at the end of the day, I don't care
about these people. I don't care,
but I do think that Bad Baby is lying in a sense because I don't know if you've seen, but this diss track called Miss Whitman apparently has Kanye making a feature soon, and she posted a little snippet of it, and then Kanye came on, made a video, I think, posted it on Instagram, and said, that's AI, that's not me, I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, now he has a problem with AI.
Okay,
Kanye. All right.
So, and I'm not saying I agree with him, but he has done AI voices of himself or of other artists on his
songs. Yeah, the whole everything.
Exactly. So it's like, it is very possible to have him AI generated.
Yeah.
So I really just don't think he got on a Bad Baby song. Like, he doesn't know who this girl is, really. She's not like super big in the industry.
I want to ask a question to the room.
Okay, so for the listeners, we pose the question, how far is too far? How many diss tracks is too many? Or
what should you be saying? What shouldn't you be saying?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was a good point. It's like the second you do a diss track, it kind of like you're not really very serious. I think the only instance is like Drake and Kendrick, because Kendrick's diss tracks, I mean, that one a Grammy.
That got him
more than one of the five. That got more than one Grammy. That got him to the Super Bowl. Because I think at the end of the day, it's like about the content of the song and the production of it and how good it is.
Well, yeah.
So that begs the question back to Bad Baby and Alabama Barker, who's winning?
I have only seen people talk about Bad Baby's online.
Yes. I just want to point out, I think Bad Baby's in denial.
Yes, okay.
I think it's the whole, I'm trying to protect me and my boyfriend. I don't want to let him go.
That could be true, but I listened to some of that song and she is spitting.
No, I feel
holy
like
smokes.
Like rose her from the dead or something.
Okay, you know what
so
I mean?
That's, right?
So that's what that is what online is saying. Bad Baby is back.
She came back.
She came back from the dead.
Like, go,
Gucci flip flop. It's like her bars are fire. Okay.
I agree.
Me, white woman, her bars are fire. but they are. That I can't read the lyrics to the diss track of Alabama Barker. The Miss Whitman one is the most recent one that's going around. But it is good. Bad Baby's throwing all this information out into the world, and Alabama is trying to hold herself up and be like, actually, that's not me. And obviously, no one knows who to believe, but people are siding with Bad Baby because people just don't like Alabama Barker.
Yeah.
People are annoyed at the same time that she's not making better music because her dad is a musician. So it's just like, this is the best that you could do, really?
I don't know. It's tough. I literally cannot say who is winning or losing because I haven't heard the music, but...
Do you want to hear it? Because we could just play it and then cut this part out. So, well, I'm going to play Gucci Flip Flop so you can get a feel of Bad Baby's music, and then I can play the Miss Whitman.
Ooh!
Right! Like, her bars are fire! Like,
yeah, that kind of eats.
It eats! So that is a little snippet of her diss track, and then let me go to Alabama.
I like the second one.
Okay, wait. But apparently she has a ghostwriter.
No!
Yeah, so people are like, this isn't really her. If we're talking strictly flow and, like, production and, like, if it's catchy.
Alabama kind of. I think I like the production on Bad Baby's a little bit more, but I don't know. I just feel like she had better bars.
Yeah. I think you have a point there, too, because... Also, I haven't really listened to Alabama's. I really only listen to Bad Baby's.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone on Twitter is, like, freaking out about that because Alabama woke her up from the dead.
Yeah.
And that's kind of amazing. But it sparked this conversation where someone was like, I just want to see, like, this random rapper, like, beefing with some pop girly like Sabrina Carpenter. Like, why don't we have that? We've lost the ancient texts because, girl... Azealia Banks has feuded with 1,000 people, and I have a list for you, but before I get into the list, I'll tell you who Azealia Banks is.
Thank you.
Because I could tell on your face you didn't know who that was, and that's okay. So Azealia Banks is a musician and a producer, I believe.
Okay. I've heard the name. I just could not name a song.
A little bit more about her. People don't respect her, but she has solidified herself in pop culture so much that she is uncancelable because people don't respect her because she has the worst takes, but also the best takes. She's very contradictive. Her takes are very contradictory, and she's very not politically correct. So she will use slurs. She will call you whatever she wants to call you. And she will say whatever. She is everything and nothing. And no one likes her and no one respects her. But you cannot get rid of her. And anytime anything in pop culture is happening, everyone always seeks out her opinion because she has an opinion. And because she has these opinions, she just says them and she feuds with a lot of people. So I'm going to tell you who she is feuded with.
Okay.
It's
I can't wait
list.
For this. I can't wait for this.
I was reading it the other day and I was like, I didn't even know about half of these and this is so funny. Okay, ready? So this is people, by the way, because there's some of these feuds are not with people.
Brands?
We'll get to it. So we've got Action Bronson, Addison Rae, Adrian Grenier, A.G. Cook, Charlie XCX and A.G. Cook make a lot of songs.
Okay.
He's like a pretty well-known producer in like hyperpop. Amanda Brunker, Angel Hayes, Angelina Jolie.
What? Her and I share a birthday.
Oh, period. Okay, that's not all. We're just in the A's. This is going alphabetical order. Anita.
Anita!
Anthony Fantano.
Okay, yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
What?
Arca. ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
Ava Max. Barack Obama.
Shut up. So, Azealia Banks. Sorry, that was my Barack Obama. That was terrible.
Brad Pitt. Beyonce. Billie Eilish. Busta Rhymes.
God damn.
Cardi B. Candace Owens. Continuing on, this is a long list, so I'm going to just go.
Rapid fire. Yeah.
Charlie XCX, Cupcake, Danny DeVito, Dave Chappelle, Diplo, Doji, Doja Cat, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Elsa from the movie Frozen.
Get out.
Eminem, FKA Twigs, Gigi Hadid, Rhymes, Hillary Clinton, Iggy Azalea, Ice Spice, Jay-Z, Jennifer Coolidge, Julia Fox,
wow.
Jungkook,
BTS,
Justin Timberlake, Kanye West, Candy Muse, The Drag Queen, Kate Middleton, Kamala Harris, Kendrick Lamar, Kesha, Kim Petras, Lady Gaga, Lana Del Rey, Lil' Kim, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Lorde, Mandy Moore, Marina Diamandis, or Marina and the Diamonds, Maggie Healy, Megan Thee Stallion, Mia Goth, Miley Cyrus, Mother Mary, Mother
Sorry?
Teresa, Molly Shannon, Natalie Nunn, Naomi Campbell, Nick Cannon, Nicki Minaj, Perez Hilton, Prince George, Rico Nasty, Rihanna, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RuPaul, Sabrina Carpenter, Shea Coulee, The Drag Queen, Sia, Sky Jackson, Sophia Vergara, Slater.
Sky Jackson?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yep, SZA, Tame Impala, Tate McRae, Troye Sivan, Wendy Williams, Wednesday Malick. Okay, now. Same. On to identities, companies, and countries.
Jeez. I said Japan as a joke.
Mm-hmm. Now we're scared.
Yeah, okay, ready? So Aer Lingus, which is Irish Airline.
Okay, I didn't know if that was air or air, like H-E-I-R Lingus.
It is A-E-R.
Okay.
But I think that's because it's air. Gaelic. Aer Lingus. Okay, the next cultural group of people, Arabs.
Oh.
Yeah. Australia, the country.
The whole country. Okay.
And then this is put under identities, which I love, Barbs. Barbs as a whole, like Nicki Minaj fans, Barbs.
Wow.
Yeah. She doesn't like them. Okay, ready? Birmingham City Council.
Shut up.
I don't know what she said about Birmingham City Council, but
she watched
Peaky
Blinders and she just did not like it.
The whole country of Brazil, Croatia, Israel, Palestine, Portugal, Thailand, and the United States of America.
But we're good, guys. Canada's good.
Oh, no. She actually, this list is not updated. She did say a lot about Canada. She loves Quebec. She thinks the rest of Canada should just be part of America.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Well.
Yeah. She doesn't find any importance in Canadians other than Quebec for some reason. Delta Airlines, Disney, Dolce & Gabbana, GLAD, Irish Women, K-pop stans, LGBT community, Scandinavian Airlines, trans women,
ooh,
obese people,
ooh,
anorexic people. Recently, she said, you know this song by Lady Gaga, no matter gay, straight, or lesbian, trans. She said, Lady Gaga said, no matter gay, straight, or bi, not no matter gay, straight, bi, or fat. She doesn't like fat people. I think she's. Oh, that's the other thing. She,
oh, that was,
her brain
that
is
was
fried,
key
so
information
like,
that I did not.
Yeah. She's
but
her
I
brain
feel
is
like
fried.
You could just make that assumption.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
And I don't know this one, but I think it is. Oh, it's a like sketch comedy show called Wild and Out.
Oh yeah.
So that's the end of the list. That's all we need for a rapper feuding with pop girls. We've got Azealia Banks.
I think it goes beyond rapper feuding with pop girls.
Oh, well,
this is
that too.
Rapper feuding with universe.
Oh, yeah. She hates everyone and everything, but also really, like, she will protect certain groups, but then at the same breath, go against them.
That list was insane. It was like, okay, so Dave Chappelle, Mike Tyson, Barack Obama, God, gay people.
And then also, how could we forget about Miley and Nicki, their beef, VMAs? Do you remember that?
No. Oh.
when Miley was hosting the VMAs, yep, and Nicki won an award, she came on stage, and then she went at the end of her award. It was either she won an award, yeah, or she was presenting, and she, mm-hmm, said, like, to throw it back to Miley, she said, and back to someone who had a lot to say about me in the press the other day. Miley, what's good? Do you remember that?
I remember.
Yeah, I've
Miley,
seen that
what's
clip.
What's good? I don't know the context, and I don't care to know the context, but they have beefed.
I feel like I never know the context of the beefs. I only know the big stuff, like the memes and things that come after, like Onika Burgers.
Onika? It's Onika Burgers.
Onika Burgers. Whatever. See?
Well, that was from beef?
Was it not from beef?
No, it was just a random, like, miscommunication.
It was a random miscommunication or you know what? It was fan pages beefing, I'm pretty sure.
There you go.
Yes, that's what it was. It was...
Was it not Cardi and Nicki fans?
It was...
Or am I tripping?
It was, like, yeah, some fan and Nicki fans who... Nicki fans have a problem with this other person.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Cardi, because, like, I didn't think she had, like, a big... following, like, where they have, like, stands. You know what I mean? I feel like it was someone else.
I don't know.
Yeah. Onika Burgers did come from that.
Which,
ooh,
rapper would you want to beef with, which pop girly?
Ooh.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not going to say pop girly. I really want an indie girly. Like, an indie pop girly.
Okay.
Or indie rock girly, like Phoebe Bridgers.
Nice.
To feud with, like, I don't know.
Ella just dropped her iPhone.
What's the most arbitrary, absurd...
Crazy pairing.
Arbitrary. Yeah.
I'm so happy that's a thing for you that you like.
Well, on this podcast we talk about all the things that we like, even if no one asked. And no one asked what words that you like, but you said it. Okay, so you asked the question, if we were to pair a random rapper and a random pop girly to feud, who would it be? And I want Phoebe Bridgers to feud with, like, Lil Wayne.
I feel like Tyler and Billy would be fun, because it would be lighthearted.
Because
they're good friends, right?
And there would be good songs about it.
Like, imagine if, like, Levee just, like, was beefing with somebody.
No, like, Levee and, like...
Drake.
So that's essentially everything that I wanted to talk about today. I think we've gone past time, so that's why I don't know if there's anything else that we want to talk about.
I've soaked up so much information. I guess, you know, just avoid beef if you can.
Yeah.
Talk it out. If you have a problem with someone, your first instinct should not be, I'm going to go run to the booth. Mm-hmm. It should be, I should call this person.
Yeah, if you learn anything from this podcast here today, it's to talk through your issues with the people that you have problems with. And don't run to the studio to make a diss track.
Tell a trusted adult.
That's all the time we have today, folks. That concludes our episode.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you again next week when we talk about the Oscars.
Yay, the Oscars!
Go Dune. Bye-bye.